It has taken nearly a year of scrutiny, but government regulators have now given their blessing to the proposed marriage of Ticketmaster and Live Nation. Yesterday, the Justice Department filed a proposed settlement that would let the country's biggest concert promoter and the country's biggest ticket broker merge, if they meet certain conditions first. Joel Rose reports.
Justice Department officials say the settlement requires some concessions that are supposed to create more competition in the ticketing business that Ticketmaster currently dominates. U.S. Representative Brad Sherman of California says the department did well, considering.
The Justice Department had a very weak hand. This is a vertical integration, which our antitrust laws generally allow. They were able to successfully negotiate for significant concessions.
In order to close the deal, Ticketmaster has to license its ticketing software to AEG, the nation's second largest concert promoter, behind Live Nation. And it has to spin off part of its ticketing software and its ticketing business to another competitor. But that's not enough for some critics.
The Justice Department decision is a charade. Here is a whole history on both of these dudes here that have absolutely worked against the consumer.
That's Congressman Bill Pascrell of New Jersey. Last year, he introduced a bill called the Boss Act after Ticketmaster was caught selling tickets to a Bruce Springsteen show on the lucrative resale market before the show had actually sold out. Ticketmaster may be willing to give up some of its stranglehold on ticket sales in order to get what Live Nation has, artist management and the venues where those musicians play. Both companies declined interview requests for this story. Glenn Peoples is a senior analyst at Billboard.com. He says the new company, to be known as Live Nation, would have more flexibility in what it can charge for tickets.
There are seats that aren't being filled at a lot of concerts, and so some of the prices are going to go down, so they can get people in there, so they can get their parking money, so they can get their beer money, so they can get their merchandise money. And on the other side of it, the good seats, the in-demand seats by people who really place the most value on these events, well, they're going to be paying more.
Ticketmaster is limited by artists and venues who want to keep prices low to sell more tickets. But that helps create a thriving secondary market for the most popular concerts. The new Live Nation might be able to squeeze some of those middlemen out. Congressman Brad Sherman says that would be good for artists.
The highest prices are when you have to pay scalpers, and I believe that these changes will make sure that when you buy a ticket, the majority of that money is going to the band you're a fan of rather than ticket resellers.
But Congressman Bill Pascrell says that would be lousy for consumers.
This merger guarantees to me that the average music fan can expect the ticket prices to continue to go up. Now that one company is going to control nearly every segment of the live entertainment industry.
Right now, Live Nation and Ticketmaster account for nearly 83% of all tickets sold at major venues in the U.S. Before they can merge, the proposed settlement must still get court approval. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.